Blog Talk Radio.
I'm focused, hoping for the hopeless. Me, I make it happen, nigga, shorting through these oceans. Never catch me open, me, I be the chosen. Mr. Get It Going with a stupid ass potion. Doing free will motion, living life like it's golden. Keep my pockets rolling, swag at 100 in a hood like I'm sold in.
Damn, I'm always fly, just like I'm supposed to. And to a die, just like it's supposed to.
Up my O's and tro. I'm on the couch with empty bottles of mo. And shit, I never know how I got home. But dog, I get it together. Wash my ass and hop beside the Carrera. And like they supposed to, niggas call me old school. Cause I've been moving products since the days of the gold tooth. Rarely do I go through any type of local disturbances. Cause skirmishes get ended quick, just like they supposed to. Stay up in the hood where I'm good like I'm supposed to. Niggas know the name, play the game like I'm supposed to. I don't give a fuck, let it fuck like it's supposed to. Sell it by the mall, run it raw like it's supposed to. Take it to the walls, let it bowl like it's supposed to. Throw it on a plate, I bet it break like it's supposed to. Take it to the trap and pass a pack like it's supposed to. Give your block a month, that shit ain't junk like it's supposed to.
Yeah, I'm always fly, just like I'm supposed to. And to a die, just like it's supposed to.
What was your question?
Made you exist. I see the beauty in your jeans by the way that they fit. So what you say, can I trade you for your jeans?
later on, maybe we can kick it. Show downtown, can I take you for a minute? I heard a song about you, I can play you if you with it. Guarantee you won't regret it. This is my stop, and by the way, my name's Hip Hop.
Yes, yes,
I used to love them. Yeah, I used to love them. But he's still the most best, and the way we danced made my feelings evolve. Cause with his hands he was killing me softly. Then he got on stage in front of all the screens and told them all a story about the girl of his dreams. How her legs fit his jeans like the world's in between. Met her on the way to Brooklyn, but he called her his queen. And on the real, he had an ill flow, swag that could kill shows. Something about the way he spoke made me feel whole, made me feel so damn it was attracting. Had him screaming hip hop, everybody clapping. Presence was a gift, must be why they call it rapping. Told him he would make it big, he said he never thought it happened. Back then I seen him going platinum like his chain was. A future where everybody knew what his name was. We fell in love and said nothing would ever change us. Even though people told us that's what the game does. Even Pop said, baby, don't get used to him. He just wanna zoom a zoom zoom in your boom boom. He'll hit the moon soon, watch what it'll do to him. What he's saying now, watch him pick a new tune. Still I stay true to him, told him that he's not. Cause all I ever cared about was hip-hop.
Yes, yes,
I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah. Yes, yes. I used to love him cause we had a lot in common. Back when all he had was a speaker box and rhyming. I was proud to see him shine, getting treated like a star. But it seemed the more he rose, more I seen him from above. Labels told him he'll be next to Buzz if he made songs about sex and drugs. I told him, never mind that, speak from your heart. Why gain the world and lose your soul just to creep up the charts? But he never answered me, just told me that he loved me and how I was the world, he never put nothing above me. Now all he rap about is fucking bitches getting money. Every week a different song, every pick a different honey. I don't think this shit is funny. That ain't cool. You got me looking like a dummy. Tell me that ain't true. Am I a fool or the only one that ain't fool? What happened to the real hip hop? That ain't you. Damn. Should've listened when they told me I was wrong for you. But you showed me what art is and I was drawn to you. We used to be so in tune. I wrote the song for you. Cause every once in a while I still mourn for you. Rip to hip hop.
To the beat, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. Mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. And to the beat, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. And one, two, consist is gold to drive. Ha ha.
Puffin' dope, I'm seeing all type of shit. Got a freak bitch taking all type of dick. I've been doing this shit for years, everything is real. Bitch niggas ain't made to be on the field. Hill fam, motherfucker, Westside in the Peakville, Looseville, bustin' on your foul ass. Straight gas, one on smoking, you can get a whiff. Couple young niggas down, man, they with the shit. Little nigga, yeah, but my heart is big as shit. Plus these 32 bitches love to see a hard dick. So who you with, the Charlotte, and tell them bring you through. And you can bring your crew, a couple raps and brews. I got 32 hoes on the prepaid. All of them down to fuck with their niggas. Tryna fuck my bitch, you better have some cash. And you ain't got that, you better have some swag. I got 32 hoes on the prepaid. All of them down to fuck with their niggas. Tryna fuck my bitch, you better have some cash. He ain't got that, you better have some swag. Kush keep these hoes flowing like the Nile River. A young nigga with plenty hoes, pretty hoes. Pussy wetter than a leaking hoe. But to pass the floodgates, you gotta pay the toll, huh? Gold round my neck, make your hoes sweat. Gold diamond set in the wrist, make your hoe break a neck. Saw me in the club, blowing dream on flat. Loose, GMB on the stage wreck.
and getting money my specialty.
Yeah.
A group of bad bitches right next to me.
Bad.
They smoke purple blouse and got a salary.
Money.
Suck dick, eat a bitch and swallow it.
Yeah.
Bitch fuck her face while I'm straight piping it.
Yeah.
She telling me to stop, the dick made her cry. A freak in the bed, you heard what I said. And after I kill the pussy, I'ma kill the head. Love all flavors but love chocolate. Fresh out the shower, pussy taste like chocolate.
Yeah.
She'll fuck some, please don't marry her.
Do it.
Cause I see a dick up Mariah Carey. 20 about money, 10 straight hoes. The other two my main bitch, don't pass them to the bros.
Yeah, nah.
Money over bitches, yeah that's understood.
Yeah.
32 bitches, and they all good. I got 32 hoes on the prepaid. All of them down to fuck me to an E. Tryna fuck my bitch, you better have some cash. And you ain't got that, you better have some swag. I got 32 hoes on the prepaid. All of them down to fuck me to an E. Tryna fuck my bitch, you better have some cash. And you ain't got that, you better have some swag.
I'm Zooty. Ain't nothing new.
No.
Who the hell is you tryna rush up on the crew?
On the crew, yeah.
He ain't hurt. We been putting work in. Prepaid, boom, man, po-po's lurking.
Yeah, yeah.
They told me money run the world. Well, I want it too. If your number's right, you can tell I'm running through.
Running
a
through.
Whole lot of y'all to butt. You ain't talking action. I know a couple shot of these young niggas packed.
Yeah.
Send your bitch packing. I'm laughing at the shit. Leaking like water, we evaporate the bitch. The radio won't play me too. Real for rotation. Rolling for all this. Work it up, put it in rotation. These niggas fake the funk. Niggas get the dunk. Competition, leave them slacking. Eat these niggas up for lunch. These niggas fake the funk. These niggas get the dunk. You talking stupid nigga, they gon' put you in the trunk.
I got 32 hoes on the prepaid. All of them down to fuck me to an E. Tryna fuck my bitch, you better have some cash. You ain't got that, you better have some swag.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, children of all ages, badass, adolescent, consenting adults. Y'all know what it is. It's the show, motherfuckers. It's another Friday, Black Friday, that is. How are all y'all people that have been in line for, like, hours and hours and everything, getting discounted bullshit that's probably going to break in about a year? How y'all feeling right now? I know y'all, I want to know if anybody going to fight, like, oh. That's like, I need somebody from my job to call in because I need to know if it was scrapping at the mills today. I need to know that. I was going to come and see, sit back on the registers and just watch the mayhem, but fuck it, I was tired. I was in like a Thanksgiving coma today, so I didn't wake up till like 5. Yeah, it was bad. But let me properly introduce myself. Oh, man, before I properly introduce myself, I just got to say, y'all know I can't stand niggas because niggas are always doing nigga shit. Now, y'all might see, hear me by myself for a while because, again, Flame is not here, so I'm going to have to rock out by myself for a little bit. Shut up. I'm going to play mostly music. I'm not going to talk that much. So just shut up. I got a lot of music. So, yeah. Anyway. But, yeah. For some reason, his phone ain't working, so, yeah, I'm going to have to rock out till he gets here, rock out by my dolo. So, y'all know how I do it. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware coming rocking with the show. His next to blow. Lego. And y'all know how I say it. If y'all don't like that.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Stop that shit, Riley. That's how we doing it. Fuck that shit. But yeah, how was everybody Thanksgiving? That's what I want to know also. How everybody Thanksgiving? Me, yeah, I think I'm like 10 pounds more than I was, so now I'm probably up to 230. Yeah, fat nigga all day, but not for long, because sooner or later I'm going to get my weight in check. But enough about me, let's talk about y'all. How y'all doing? We got a big show today. We got a great show today. I got a lot of brand new music, so that's dope. Like, and I'm gonna let one of my people introduce his new track because he's on the line right now. I'm gonna let him debut his new track in a minute. And everything. I got a lot of tracks that had never been heard on the show before, from Remy Cash to you already heard the new joint from that boy P and everything. That's that prepaid joint that I played right before I came on. Yes. So I got a lot of good music today. And we're going to get into this battle talk. Y'all know how I do it. But, yeah, without further ado, I'm going to bring my homie in. It's not Flame, but he's that nigga and everything. My nigga Stu half in the fucking building. Shout out to him, Truck Boys.
What's good, what's good, what's good, what's good?
What's goody, homie?
Oh, man, chilling, man. Happy to be here, man. Happy to be on here. Listening, man, tuning in, supporting.
No doubt, no doubt. First of all, did you go to work today?
Hell no, I ain't going to work today, man. I'm stuck, man. You know I'm a big dude, man, so I ate a lot yesterday, so I was stuck, man, like Chuck.
All right, man, I need somebody who went to work today. I need somebody to call in, tell me if it was any fights. I wouldn't know if it was a fight.
I don't think it was no fights or nothing like that, but, yeah, they probably got it in, man. Them people crazy down there.
Yeah, yeah. But, yo, let the people know who you are. Kayfabe Stu Big, living under a rock.
I go by the name of Stu Heff, man. You feel me? New nigga on the block, you feel me? Shout out to my team, BHMG, Blackheart Music Group. You feel me? We new on the scene right now. Got a lot of new music coming. We in Wilmington, Delaware right now. So, you know, for those that don't know who we are, shut it down at the Chestnut Lounge about 2 weeks ago. Shut it down in Maryland about a week ago. So, you know, we're just doing our thing, man. We fresh on the scene. We new to this, man. We multi-talented. Like, we sing, we dance, make beats, rap. We do all that. So, you know, hit me up, man, on Facebook. My name is Stu. Black Art Music Group on there. You feel me? Just hit me up on there. You can get in touch with me. Hit me up on Crush page. You know, talk to him. You can get in touch with me. However you want to get in touch with me. Do some music, whatever. You feel me? So.
Yeah, but let the people know about this new track that we about to debut right here.
Well, this is actually the first track that we ever done, you feel me? We got, you know, a couple tracks, but this is actually the first track that we felt that was worthy of, you know, being our first single for our up-and-coming new mixtape that's about to drop real soon. We ain't got a title yet, but the genre real soon. We got music coming, man, for the. You feel me? We got that new DeAndre Jordan about to come out featuring my boy Bones and my boy YM from A&F. So we get dropped that real soon.
That's so, it, boy.
You know, y'all just got to stay tuned. Stay tuned, man. But this joint called Squad featuring Shell Fresh Prince. She's also on, you know, Blackheart Music Group. BHMG, you know, First Lady, so, you know, we're going to, you know, set it off like that.
Now, Stan, we're going to get into this. Y'all know, BHMG squad, you rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Lag out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. BHMG. Mikey, what up?
Live for today, pray for tomorrow. Never die broke, never live in sorrow.
We're never gonna die broke.
Niggas gonna hate who we are, who we are.
Pray for,
do this for my team. I do this for my squad.
That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm trying to live good, just like the Huxtables. A couple bad bitches and they fucking too.
Okay.
I said a couple bad bitches and they fucking too. I ride them for a brick and watch me break it down.
Damn.
Don't come up on the block if you ain't got a pass.
No way.
You fuck with my young boys and nigga, that's your ass.
And?
I gotta watch my back for these fucking feds. I'm ballin' on these niggas, I don't even pass.
No.
All my niggas eatin' good, all my niggas fed.
Be straight.
You know I'm on the block like DeAndre Jordan.
Okay.
All these hatin' ass niggas, man, they not important.
No.
No way, yeah, you will never catch a slippin'. No pussy nigga, you will never catch a bitchin'. I lay your nigga down if he ain't learn his lesson. And you know I keep my gun, I call a Smith and Wesson.
Pray for today, pray for tomorrow. Never die broke, never live in sorrow. Niggas gon' hate, but we are who we are. Do this for my team. I do this for my squad, yo.
My team go ham, no laughs. And we stay posted like a motherfucking mailbox. On topic, all these fuck niggas is some nonsense. And they make no money, whole bunch of nonsense. We stay fly, call our Chris the fucking cockpit. Repetitive niggas, call your shit the fucking mop pit. And you can never judge us, I ain't on trial. And my nigga so, I'm they sister, no belie. Call your bitch McDonald's, cause she love to see a smile. My niggas give her the deep, she run like 8 miles. No marathon, but we running over niggas. All heart, never sore, but we never pulling triggers. Just getting them figures and getting them bitches, no new friends, cause we never fucking with them snitches. I call your girl a hoe, cause she called me too. We see her on the weekend, yes, she loving the crew.
Pray for today, pray for tomorrow. Never die broke, never live in sorrow. Niggas gon' hate, but we are who we are though. Do this for my team. I do this for my squad, yo.
Shit, yeah.
Rich ass niggas throwing money around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Next thug I see, throwing cash at a video shoot.
Pass them at the gun.
No wars, give me the loot. Far from a gangster, but BK briefing. At the studio, we put some red and green screen. Ribs touching, aching and pain. Hop around, shaking your chain. Making it rain, letting you live. I'll be a hypocrite. After the jokes, make it drizzle a little bit. Fast food and security job. Barbershops and churches, they can go to the service.
Nice fly.
They gentrified, pushing the soft. Why the fuck we stuck in a crossroads? Borderline celebrity, know the ride. At work praying y'all don't recognize me. The life and time of a bright new mind. Trying to live us in a joke or this high school grind.
We hit them up.
Damn, we hold it down.
We hit them up. Yeah, we hold that crown.
We hit them up with that New York.
struggle, baby, that's what it is. I'm a product of these project tenements, thinking wise is evident. They slinging products to these residents that were non-addicts, but now addicts. Probably met a lover with a habit and went at it. Love the hard body, so you go take a crack at it. And now use a crack addict, they can't get your life together. I can blame it on the dealer, but what about the fiend who had the new fiend seen enough to go and see the dealer? I see it so often, fast or slow motion, clear as HD, with the sheet that's my theater, man. It's sad, but that's what I call home, and it's highs and it's lows, but I stays in my zone, boy. Straight 9 to 5 after 9 to 5, grind with the rhyme, so it's hard to hang it with the home, boy.
We hit them up, damn, we hold it.
Mouth, I mean it indeed. Not negative, but negative niggas seem to agree. It's only right that I appeal to you thugs. Well, you happy-go-lucky niggas couldn't feel who I was. So you label me a villain because I'm young, gifted in black, hide up, feeling the buzz. I'm not giving a fuck, I'm dead in your team. I'm America's nightmare, in pursuit of the American dream. I'ma get it by any means, this silly scheme's gonna get you murked. Slice straight through your neck with this guillotine. It's not a game, I scorch with a hide of flame. Which y'all niggas done forgot my name? This wave, flow so perfected, blow a hole in your chest, it's big enough for your soul to exit. Fatal shots in the foe's direction. Here come the cleanup crew, pin and phase, there's no protection.
We hit them up, damn.
Y'all know we back in a fucking building. Of course, we just debuted that squad from Black Heart Music Group. That shit go crazy. And then right after that, I played that New York Sam from Team Homie. You know, Sway, Seva, Poison Pen, and Nims. Yeah, that shit crazy. That shit crazy. Yo, first of all, I got an announcement to make and everything. Next week is going to be a special week for me, that is. Next week's show is going to be very, very great and very, I'm trying to figure out the words that I want to use. I mean, basically, okay, everybody knows me, knows I support Team, so at times I support Team Thirsty. So next week, I'm going to have a special guest on here that I will be, yeah, it's going to get, I'm going to have some thirsty moments. So I don't know, I might have to get like 6 bottles of Gatorade and everything so I can be good while she's on this show. But next week, we have the lovely, beautiful singer, actress, radio personality, CEO, none other than Shay Star. Yes. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be. Y'all can clap at that. Like, y'all. This is a tough room tonight. That's how y'all feeling. Y'all can't. Y'all just like. I just bare my soul and told y'all I'm going to be like thirsty as hell. And y'all can't even clap for that. Like, that's fucked up. Y'all be on some other shit. Y'all really be on some other shit. So, I don't know what to deal with y'all. I don't even feel like dealing with y'all right now. So, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what else I want to play right now because, yeah, it's like I'm going to be playing like blocks on blocks of music. So, nothing. I know what I'm going to play. This is one of my favorite tracks of, like, all time. Like, it came up the Dark and Hell is Hot album. Yeah, shout out to DMX and everything. I know what it is. So this is DMX featuring The Lox and Jay-Z, Blackout. Y'all know what it is. You rocking with shows next to Blow. Blackout.
Jay!
Fuck that.
This is it right here, baby.
You know what it is.
Yeah, I used to have bad luck. Now you might see me in the Jag truck. Mad stuck, either with a dime or a bad duck. Double RT with the matching bandana. 38 snub, blue steel with no hammer. And I see y'all niggas trying to glance at the kiss. Cause I walk around with your whole advance on my wrist. Phoning your women, drunk off Coronas and lemon. And you know I'm still right in the mean, light in the green. I need the buggy, even though I look right in the beam. Judge, find out it's my team, he boosts they bells. Niggas saw us on they album, try to boost they sales. We put our pies on the table when our eyes on the label. Cause I'm rednecks up in the mountains to try to slay you. Call me raspy, tell you what I want you to know. Fuck what you ask me, you probably don't want me to blow. I got a lot of horsepower, so I'm able to skip. Usually a good nigga, even though I'm able to flip. You pay 30 for the kiss, 100 for the lock. And if we cool, then I write a hook for a drop. Whatever's in the bank is my bet. A Zeebo's my pet, you can bet he'll hit the leg. Hey,
yo, when my gun busts, send niggas to the fish like Swanson. New York's youngest, Bumpy Johnson. I put fear in y'all heads, sheep looch. Type a nigga gasoline, y'all beds. And that's morning, if you're alive in the morning, that's fine. Now I suggest you hit the block and get what's rightfully mine. I want PC, see me, tuck in your chains. I got niggas my pop age, that lifestyle ain't changed. It's like wake up, move a brick, half of it slow. Make car money, check with sheep, go fuck with a hoe. I rock away, slick mink, do-rag under my fitted. And I don't even want waves. Tim's be halfway new. That chic in the dresser club, cause I don't fuck with shoes. And for my nigga's life, I swear to the Bible, let it be true. I put 30 in your head, all in the same hole. Cause we got the same goal, and you try to tamper with mine? Don't make me motherfucking leave you with some shit in your spine. Fuck with me, you be a was, nigga. Nigga was dope. Nigga was getting money before I extorted your coke. You crazy?
Hey yo, catch me with a 38 box of shells and a 98 Lincoln eating pasta shells. Order to go, always got a box of L's. Blow, stay on the low, get a Heine and swig. I'm Panero, so I hate a snake, rat or a pig. I pop shit cause I'm the second best, the first was big. Y'all niggas is sunned out, let me speak to your father. Cause I like to play chess and I swing a revolver. If I don't like a nigga, I don't even be bothered. I spit, I'm just a crooked nigga going legit. You hold your nine if you holding the brick. Common sense, said drama, you hit the Bahamas. Get bent, L-O-X, get respect like Sonny from Bronx Tale. Us and DMX, the Rough Rider cartel. Thirsty to live, are y'all niggas eager to die? I tell all my niggas ride, you won't leave with a dime, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, I'm a monster. Sleep whole winters, wake up and spit summers. Ghetto nigga, putting up Will Smith numbers. Surrounded by sixes and hummers, bitches among us. Try not to let this bullshit become us. It started from hunger, till it all went insane. Now bitches know it's a change, now that I hit my number. Chickens I twisted, see the digits unlisted. The beeper done changed, you dead bitch, the reaper done came. I suggest niggas stop speaking my name. Cause trust me, y'all can still feel the heat in the rain. I keep creeping, the streets keep watching, I keep popping. Niggas is hot hands and the bullets is heat seeking. Jade flows, the pesos, chase hoes, not. I just circle around the block in the drop, tell them jump through the top. Where the sunroof used to be, I can see y'all not used to me. Nigga flows like none other. I'm the meanest, toughest, done gutter, the gun butcher. You the type that busts a lot of shots and none touch ya. I'm the type that get excited when the gun touch ya, motherfucker. I'm about to witness a dynasty like no other.
I'm headed nowhere fast, running in place, getting my waist. Niggas wanted a taste, but wouldn't come to my face. But what that mean? You cats is playing games again. So now what I do? Start naming names again. All you motherfuckers know that I speak from the heart. Play like you don't know, LOX is so far. We can take it there, but to make it fair, get some more niggas. Style CJ, we coming with like four niggas. Alright, y'all niggas, best to stop playing. It'll be the one you forgotten about, that'll get you shot in your mouth. Got my dogs covered, plus it's all gravy like chicken when it's smothered. What? It's dark and I love it. Get them boy, let them loose. Come on. You want it with the dog or the gun? Let them choose. Come on.
shake to the head.
You know I got about a million ways to spend my life tonight. Am I gonna spend it in the room?
Am I gonna spend it?
Or am I gonna spend it in the room? Is it a night full of liquor bottles? Or a night full of liquor bottles? All I know is I'm a drinker till I fall out,
fall out.
Even when I'm in fall out, fall out.
Sippin' till I'm comatose. Shawty a gunner, she drinkin' till she choke. Feelin' wavy like a surfing cowabunga. Shawty don't make you clap, shawty make you thunder. Getting back to the crib, got a pool full of liquor. Couple more shots, I'ma die straight in the house. Drinkin' till I fall out, white boy wasted. Drinkin' so much, tomorrow still gon' taste it. Shawty want me to prove, I gotta make a move. Don't gotta talk, I buy a drink and shawty get my food. Coming around these niggas sweating like they pop some molly. I got my pockets looking fat, looking real jolly. Feeling good, feeling big like a monster. These niggas is broken and it's looking like Yonkers. Ass so fat, yeah, she popping through the scene. And drop it low like estrogen, huh?
You know I got about a million ways. Am I gonna spend it in the room? Or am I gonna spend it in the room? Is it a night full of liquor bottles? Or a night full of liquor bottles? All I know is I'm a drinker till I fall out.
The way that I'm too heavy. I'm swagging on a beat like my name was O. All this ice around my wrist, I think it's rose gold. It's party time, now what's the drink? She came with you, but she leave with me. All these A&S niggas are gon' bash that. My girl bad, cause her ass fat. I took her to the crib, you know I smashed that. I said I took her to the crib, you know I smashed that, yeah. Now bottles all on me. I took your girl to the crib, I put it all on her ribs, yeah. We pop bottles at the bottles, I fuck models at the models. Bitch, I'm Richie like I'm Lotto. Got a presidential rollie, bitch, I'm ballin' like you know me. Why these bitches all up on me? I'm killing these niggas, somebody call Congo. Plus I stay with that green, just call me fucking Rondo, yeah.
You know I got about a million ways. Am I gonna spend it in the room? Or am I gonna spend it in the room? Is it a night full of liquor bottles? Or a night full of liquor bottles? All I know is I'm a drink until I fall out. Either way that I'm a fall out. Fall out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Truck Molly. Truck Molly. Truck Molly. This is really twerking though. She bad though. Yeah. The HMG. Ghost.
Ain't no gapping, I said. I'm clapping the leg. Shots hit the back of your head. Blood down your back and your leg. Baseball back to your leg. Baseball back to your head. That man, Batman. Baseball back by my bed. You a rat to a fed. Try to rap to the feds. You'll get wrapped up instead and squashed like a package of bread. Somebody jump, I'll leave their body lump and feed their body with the pump. Like I'm trying to bring them back from the dead. I'm a hooligan, nigga. Watch what I do to this nigga. Dump you and jump you to my tennis shoe when you slimmer. I move with some niggas that move on them niggas. That move with some niggas that'll move on your niggas. Nice dude, checking them flashy ice jewels. Neck looking ashy, light blue. Basket and caddy, might move west in the Cali. Slice through, check it, my swaggy like you. Hester, your nasty wife do me neck in the alley like you. Hester's is trash.
Bang! Y'all know what it is. We back. Well, I'm back because, well, Bling still ain't here, so, to hell with him. Yeah, that jackass. And I'm going to talk shit because he's not here, and ain't shit he can do about it. Well, he can hear it if he listens to the archives, but I don't care. Nigga should be here. So, he can kiss my entire ass and everything, fall on something sharp, and and burn to hell in a go to hell in a wicker basket that's soaked in gasoline. Yeah, that's how I feel. Cause should have been prepared for this shit. I'm always prepared. Anyway, you know what? I'm about to bring one of my other homies in. Yeah, he's not new to the whole the show experience and everything. He has called in before and talked shit about everybody. So shout out to him and everything. My nigga Dallas Cash, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on? It's Dallas, C-A-S to the 8th letter, and every day you hate it just makes the day better. What up, Crush?
What up, my G? What's good?
Hey, nothing, man. Just sitting here preparing for this Block City John next week, making my debut on Block City, doing the Abbo versus Block City event. That's where a lot of Zay and Shotgun Shug are going to be rematching. Shit, I'm getting ready for it. But I came on here to talk shit. So what's good? So it's just us right now?
Yeah, right now. We got a couple people in the car log that scared to press that one to talk to us and everything. But I see them. They're there. I see y'all.
I mean, there's, you know, it's all good, man. Like I said, you know, I done smack. Waiting on that John to drop. They just dropped Adi Boom and Mr. Wavy yesterday. Shit was crazy.
That shit was bananas. You didn't even see the live because I think you left.
I left before that battle even happened.
Yeah, that shit. They went. Those two went the fuck in. Shout out to Mr. Wavy and Adi Boom and everything. That was a great battle, definitely. So, I mean, any news on when your battle's going to drop?
I haven't heard, but I know that I'm not really worried about it because if it drops, it drops. But as long as they do drop some of my highlights, you know, that's all that matters to show niggas I actually made it to Smack. You know, that's the most important thing. You know, whatever happens, happens. You know, and, you know, people are hitting me up about the Tay Rock joint because they saw, you know, the interview, and they're like, oh, what's going on with that? So, like I said.
Yeah, in case y'all didn't know, at the event, we interviewed Tay Rock and along with Dallas and everything. And Dallas said he wants to literally fuck up Tay Rock and everything in a battle. Tay Rock says if the money's right, he'll kick your ass. That's his words, not mine. I think it would be a dope-ass battle. So, basically, yeah. The word is out now. I mean, that joint made, matter of fact, shout out to everybody who was a part of that, who commented, who liked it, who shared it, because that has reached over 1,000 views so far. Let me get the exact number for y'all, but definitely, yeah, it's reached over 1,000 views, and it made URL TV, so yep, shout out to everybody. So the word is getting out there. So the word is definitely getting out there. So let's see what happens. Are you prepared for Tay Rock? Are you prepared?
Come on now. Do you know who you're talking to? Well, I didn't battle. Most of my opponents have been from the DMV, so it ain't really nothing to battle them niggas, man. It'd be a great look for me, and I definitely would be humbled by the experience, but I'm going to try to kill them.
Right.
I'm going to kill them. Or try. Or I can't make that battle debatable. If I do, that's a good look for me, bad look for him.
Yeah. But, yeah, that joint is up to 1,057 views in a week. So that's a good look for us.
That's a real good look.
So it's a good look for everybody involved. Shout out to Tay Rock. Shout out to you and everything. I'm just blessed that I could actually capture it and everything and put that word out on the forefront. Therefore, people can debate it. And if people debate it, I mean, of course, sooner or later is going to get in the hands of Beasley, Chico, and everything, Smack, and it goes forward like that. So, see what happens now.
Definitely. Shit, we definitely got to do that, man. You know, it's always a good thing. It's always a good thing. Always.
Finally, running my mouth has did something that actually accomplished something. It's usually when I just talk shit. It just talks shit, but it's actually accomplishing things when I talk shit now. I love being a radio personality.
I mean, yeah, that's cool. I used to do, you know, the URL impressions or whatever. That made an impression on Norbs and whatnot. That's kind of how he even noticed me. Then when he saw my battles, he's like, yo, I got to get you on the card. It's funny. It's crazy how that all happens. I'm actually working on my Beasley impression. yeah, I'm working on my Beasley impression. One of these days, I'm going to pull it off. One of these days.
Yeah, it was people saying that you look like Beasley's son.
Yo, man, Boss Chick Nails, she took a picture of me. And I'm like, yo, what the hell is that about? Like, I mean, I ain't tripping that my face is in her phone. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping about that. But damn.
I wouldn't be mad at that either.
I mean, shit, she bad as fuck.
Yeah.
She bad as fuck.
Redheads.
You are you like redheads?
Yes, I love redheads. I like tall chicks too. Because I'm short. I like tall chicks.
Me too, but mostly if you like tall,
you tall as shit though. But you tall as shit.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You can't be like trying to get with a girl that's taller than you. That's like your manhood just really ain't nowhere, because she's just saying, you know, she called you a bitch, and you got to take that. You can't say nothing back to that. She taller than you.
Yeah,
can't
you
say shit back
out
to that.
Listen here, girl. I'm sick of that shit. Like, you got to look up. You breaking your neck and everything. I like tall girls, but in public, it don't work out for me.
Yeah, because she start unhooking your PlayStation or your Xbox and put it on the top of the refrigerator, you fucked.
No, it's disrespectful. But yeah, we about to. I'm mad this nigga trying to play me on my own show, but that's how Dallas do, jackass. But yeah, we about to get into some more music and everything.
Frontin' on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. I got that O, that Ryan. Drop the top and I'm flossin'. Frontin' on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. Hold up, pull up in that whip, bitch, I'm too legit. Got your nigga on me, yeah, he pussy whip. Fat ass with the big hips, I'm tatted up, yeah, ink, bitch, just nothing super ball. Yeah, I'm stacking my cool whip, got your bitch in my car. Cause you know that I'm a star. She blowing kush, that good weed, that endo with no seeds. I'm switching lanes while I pop the guts. Haters on me like, what the fuck? 24s on the country truck, I'm a country girl, so you know what's up. You know who I are, red queen, baby black, got you by the bar. I ain't even got a son, cause you know that I'm a star. Rubber bands on my hand, cause I'm living for the March trick. I'm a tenfold, shoes on my ride, bitch, flat and go. Remy and my hair, call it Keisha Cole. Put the toes on blast, bitch, I'm about to go, whoa. It's checking out my swag, you see, I'm fresh as hell. You know I'm killing it, that old Ryan Bell. That futuristic shit, I'm about to take off. I know you're feeling it, I'm blowing off your top. Oh, that Ryan, drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. I got that O, that Ryan. Drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. Hold up, work hard.
hard, but I play fast and I don't think twice. Heads turning like the Exorcist, my swag so nice. Pull up in that new whip, got fitted, casting new kicks. Got paparazzi, they taking pictures, they follow me like Twitter, bitch. Snap that for me, bitches in the club making snack sets for me. Rain on these bitches while they clap, clap for me. Popping bottles of the Henny, got the white girls on the trick. My neck don't chill, my wrist be freezing cold. My diamonds are forever, call my shit mail on Monroe. It's nothing to a boss, bitch. When you stacking them Benjamins, that dead life is the best life. And I'm cocky than I ever been. Yeah, I'm sitting on your haters, it will never end, cause I'm always getting paper. Beauty is the same, ain't fucking when I hate to drop my side from the back. Yeah, I'm sitting on your haters, whoa. You checking out my swag and see I'm fresh as dead. You know I'm killing it, that old Ryan's bell. That futuristic shit I'm about to take off. I know you're feeling it, I'm blowing off your top. That oh, that Ryan, drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. I got that oh, that Ryan, drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. Hold up. You peeping out my swag, bitch, I'm fly to death. I'm shining like a star, Orion's bell. I'm sitting on your haters, cause I'm cool to death. I'm sitting on your hopes, Orion's bell. That Ryan, drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. I got that oath, that Ryan, drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. Oh, love. Orion's bell. I got that Orion's bell.
A major sound beat.
My kitty, my cat so pretty. Purring like I got my own key to the city. Keep the itty bitty, sugar so sweetie. Tight like a glove and I shows no pity. Pussycat doll, I got those goodies. Mess around with rim tape, boy, catch woody. My pink cookies, keep them in the plastic bag. This for day day, something that you never had. This shades up nice, put them on ice. $1 million piece, can't name no price. Box so right, you hear raw nice. Eating them my food and you better not bite. Cause I don't like your hands in my honey pot. Keep you 1 minute, boy, make the cherry pop. I'm trying to get it all nice, don't ever stop. Hit them switches up and down, cherry drop. I'm on fire, boy, can you put it out? Head between your legs, you can know what I'm talking about. Make me clean, little daddy, can you make a shout? 45 minutes and I'm gone, head pop. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Like that, I know you like that. Do you like that? I know you like that. Do you like that? I know you like that. Do you want that? I know you want that. Ow.
Round two, what you gon' do? Drink me, yeah, boy, I'm honey proof. I got that candy for your sweet tooth. Finger looking good, yeah, I'm that truth. Before you get top, open up that box. Think you coming out first? Well, I think not. I'm no 50, but my candy shop. I make the spin that little thing that you got. Like twerk it, pop it, boy, and stop. Now you want a little taste from my gumbo drop. Know you want that nookie, but I'm no rookie. Betting on cash and pay up like a bookie. I'm that deal, kitty so real. Taste it, touch it, smell it, feel. If I let it slide in, let it go for the kill. Root chick, something like your favorite meal. I'm the playboy bunny, I got that honey. No hands in my pot till you eat it up for me. Boys all hungry, spending that money. Anybody gotta have it, but I'm stingy with the gummies. Laughing at the bummies, no time for the dummies. If I give it to you, guarantee you gon' love me. Chasing me down for a piece of the crummy. Cake so pretty that you're running for your homies. Ow! Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Like that, I know you like that. Do you like that? I know you like that. Do you like that? I know you like that. Do you want that? I know you want that. Ow! Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick
your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Like that, I know you like that. Do you like that? I know you like that. Do you like that? I know you like that. Do you want that? I know you want that. Ow. Give it to me, get it. I need it up slow. Give it to me, get it. I need it up slow. Give it to me, get it. I need it up slow, 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 slow. Give it to me, get it, he needed up slow. Give it to me, get it, he needed up slow. Give it to me, get it, he needed up slow, 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 slow. Ow. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Lick your fingers, stick your hands in my honey pot. Like that, I know you like that. Do you like that? I know you like that. Do you like that? I know you like that. Do you want that? I know you want that. Ow.
And we back and everything. That first song was Orion's Belt by Black Dahlia. And that second track I played was Honey Pot from Remy Cash and everything. Y'all know what it is. We back. This is how we rock on the show. We bring y'all that shit that y'all probably ain't heard, but y'all need to hear. So, yeah, because we play the movers and the shakers and the future movers and shakers and everything in the building all day. Yes, yes. Oh. That was like, dope. So I'm going to actually get into one of these battles that I need to debate. So these are the headlines. First battle I'm going to talk about is Mr. Wavy versus Adi Boom. This was right at the Milford Millsboro that were proving ground. This shit was dope. Now, my card on this is 2-1 Mr. Wavy. I give Wavy the second round and the third round. I say, like, in that first round was very debatable, but I think I give that to Adi. Because Adi was punching like a motherfucker in the first round. But, like, the second and third, like, Wavy came, like, with some afterburners or some shit and just went totally ham. He went in, like, so I give that battle to Mr. Wavy 2-1.
Really?
Dallas, you back on. What you thinking about that battle? Who do you think won?
You know, it's really hard to call that battle. There was so much, you know, there was just a lot of bars from both of them. I did like Mr. Wavy's Arizona scheme. Like, that shit was crazy. But the reaction, you could tell who the crowd favored a little bit more as far as the reaction went. And, you know, even mid, like, what, Adi's third, he had some little shit going with Danger Zone, where they're going back and forth. So, you know, you could kind of tell that he was, I thought Adi Boom, you know, edged the first round. Second and third, definitely goes to Wavy. Second might have been the closest round. So it really,
second was the closer round?
It comes down to that second round, in my opinion. It definitely does. So, I mean, that's really, you know, honestly, that battle has a lot more replay value than John and JC.
Yeah, that was the next battle I was going to talk about.
Why, we don't even need to talk about that battle. we don't need to talk about that battle.
We kind of got to. We kind of got to.
JC lost for looking like an elf. Like, that hat combined with his size. You can't be just wearing shit like that in a battle, B.
You can't be that short and wear all green.
Yeah, you can't just do shit like that. Like, there's just a certain way you don't dress.
Like, I got jokes that come at me every day because I always wear blue. So... It's two colors you can't wear when you're short. And you can't wear all blue and you can't wear all green.
So nigga has a Barrio Brother kit on. Like, you can't just be doing that. A nigga, yo, you can't be wearing hats like that and shit. And nah, I mean, tall niggas, I mean, I'm not judging by how a dude dresses, but just, nah, JC lost for that outfit alone. That shit was nutty. That shit was real nutty.
But the bar-wise, I think, honestly, when it comes to the bars, I think JC won the battle. Because John, I don't know, John is like slowly fading away to me. Like, he ain't been the same since Hitman. He hasn't. Let's keep it a bean. He has not been the same since Hitman.
Oh, I'm not even really that much of a fan of John, so I'm right there with you.
So, like, that ass-whooping he took from Hitman at Summer Madness, too.
Thank you for clarifying it was an ass-whooping.
Yeah, it definitely was an ass-whooping.
Like, Crowd tried to dick ride, make it seem like he was saying some hot-ass shit.
I mean, he was punching, but Hitman, like, you can't just punch Hitman. Like, you gotta bring everything. And Hitman's one of those, like, on. And when he wants to, he's that nigga. He, like, you cannot play with Hitman. Like, when he's in his zone, he's one of those people that's damn near unstoppable. So, and John got hurt in that battle. And I don't think he ever recovered yet. So,
wow.
It's just been, like, a slump ever since. I really think that. I mean, that's my opinion. If somebody thinks differently, I'm willing to debate it. But y'all know I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I mean, that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it.
Shit, that's what's up. Well, is there anybody that's called in yet? Like, niggas is...
Yeah, we got... We're going to bring in this 441 number, 441-704. I love mine. Shout out to the dyslexia. I can't read numbers. But yeah.
That's a Bermuda number, nigga.
No. It's a Bermuda number?
Yeah, it's a Bermuda number. And nigga talk about 441. I ain't never seen it. It's a Bermuda number.
Right.
Oh shit! That sound like prophecy. You know, prophecy, the only dude I know from Bermuda.
I'm the only Bermudian battle rapper. Period.
What's good?
What's up, man? What's good?
You tell me. What's going on with your schedule?
Well, you know, I was supposed to have two battles locked in. You know what I'm saying, for 2014, you being one of them.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's supposed to be on another. I don't even want to get into that. But bottom line, you and me are still locked in. That's the most important thing. So,
yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the most important thing, because I battled and decided, oh, no, we're not going to, yeah.
I'm not, I got love for Logic, you know what I'm saying, but it's, I don't know what it is over there, because I went over there, I battled Young Chris. That was a good battle. You know what I'm saying? I really performed well, and for some reason that footage ain't dropped. But I ain't trying to, like, speculate nothing or anything like that. They tell me that the shit got fucked up. But, like, I've been trying to get on iBattle again, and you know what I'm saying? I'm not even asking. I'm not even trying no diva shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I foot my own bill when I fly out from here to battle people.
I come out my own,
and that's why I respect you. I come out my own pocket, you know what I'm saying? So most I ask from promoters is, like, just give me a time ahead of schedule or whatever, and I could book my plane ticket around that time or whatever, and I will show the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess, I don't know what it is. And make no bones about it. Like, I fucks with Logic, I fucks with DeRico, You know what I'm saying? I fucks with a lot of people that even battle on iBattle, but I don't know what's going on with that whole situation right there. So,
yeah, I fuck with a lot.
But me and you is locked in. That's the most important thing. So,
oh, yeah, it's so, always the most important thing. But I fuck with Logic,
you know
too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout-outs to my boy V-Dun, who like, pretty much felt like it was a good idea that me and Dallas getting that ring and everything like that. And, you know, I respect dude's craft. I respect his bars and everything like that. I don't give a fuck about big. I don't give a fuck about big name. I hate doing that whole top tier, I want a big name shit, because in all actuality, I feel like if two people are just good, then, you know, as long as it's a classic battle, two people are actually good, two good opponents can meet in the ring, then what's the big deal? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's make our own fucking classic. I don't need to pay nobody no fucking diva price to, you know, fucking a stack and a round trip ticket for, like, you and another person and shit. I'm like, I'll be, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Man, like, I gotta foot the bill for my own travel. I don't even want to get into it, but, you know, somebody asked for, like, a grand in their hand and a hotel, like, accommodations at a hotel or whatever and all that. I'm just, like, past. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, come on, man. Like, I'm coming from another country. If I'm footing my own fucking bill, you can foot your own goddamn bill yourself. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yo, just before, yeah, before you say anything, for those people who are not familiar, go on YouTube and watch this man's battles. His name is Prophecy. It's spelled
Prophecac.
Yep. And his battles are Eric Foreman. So, yeah, definitely go watch
Oh, man, that one.
That's the one, the message board, that's the most viewed one. Yeah, the message board Messiah.
Yeah, shout out to Eric Foreman for giving me the opportunity. I fucks with Eric Foreman, but like that one right there, like I totally, you know what it was? They gave us one round unlimited, and my whole thing is I don't underestimate anybody. So you know the nigga could have not impressed me his last battle, but he could all of a sudden be great his next battle. And my whole thing is ever since I saw Sway versus Disaster and, you know, like how unlimited shit goes, I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep coming up with bar after bar after bar after bar, and I'll stop when I'm finished. And I just spazzed that night. Like,
I definitely got
to check out that battle.
That's the reason why I'm battling.
I just spazzed on the nigga for like, I think I was told it was 8 minutes that I spazzed on the nigga for. And
you rap for an hour. I went to the store, which is like 15 minutes away. I came back. This nigga was like, the bar was like halfway into his first round. I'm like, yo, this nigga's still going. Like, PH had on a different outfit when I came back. That nigga was still going.
Oh, shit.
That nigga rapped for a whole day.
Hey, man, I don't trust that unlimited shit, man. Fuck it. I'll go for, like, 3 minutes, and the next nigga go for 15 minutes. I wasn't trying to have that shit happen to me. Like, Sway was like, I'll never forget Sway versus Disaster. I was there for that shit, and I remember, like, I think I almost fell asleep during one of Disaster's rounds because I'm like, damn, this nigga's been rhyming for a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
You know what I'm saying? But
whatever, you got a one round.
I wasn't about to be the one.
Whenever you got one
round,
battle, you got just 9 minutes, 9 or 8 minutes.
And, of course, you know who of all people was like, yo, that was too long, B. That was Swave is, like, right there after I'm done, like, yo, man, you went for about 6 minutes, B. I was just like, actually, I timed eight minutes? I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, he rapped too
long. You know
what
I'm saying? Eric Foreman spoke in 60 seconds, though, so... Hey.
That nigga, I didn't even know he rapped. I thought he just showed up just so you could spit a verse at him.
I guess so. Damn. Like, no, because the thing about it was everybody was, like, gassed. Like, everybody was so gassed up about him. And my whole thing was, okay, I saw his battle against Kev Money. I mean, like, the dude barely speaks. Like, he doesn't have no projection or whatever. And, you know, everybody was just like, oh, you know, all right, you know, Dutch is like, all right, I'll put you against Eric Foreman. I'm just like, okay. I mean, I guess he'll be good this battle. But I really wasn't impressed by the last one that I saw. So I post it. I make the announcement, and everybody's, like, loving the fact that I'm about to battle Eric Foreman. I'm just like, yo, this kid must be deadly, and must have battled somebody else that I've never seen because, like, you know, people are praising him a lot. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to underestimate him. I shouldn't underestimate anybody. And when I got there and I did what I did, I mean, like, the one thing you should never do with me is when I'm rhyming or whatever, don't, it's one thing if you acknowledge that I'm spitting a hot bar and you're my opponent, but it's another thing if you mess up your face like you just got punched in the face when I say the fucking bar at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and once he did that, I was just like, okay, I have a feeling this is over. Like, so.
That's, yeah, that's bad.
That's what it is. Yeah, that was bad. That was really, really bad. But, you know, shout out to Eric Foreman because he showed a lot of respect after that. And, I mean, he battled D-Law after that. I mean, that was his last battle. But, you know, he's always been cool. Just,
yeah, he's been
it
cool.
It was what it was. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Well, shit, man. Good that you called in.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, for real. You know, you've been on your little killing streak yourself, so, you know, we about to make this a class. I saw that Street Status battle. That was serious.
Yeah, that Street Status, John, was probably, people still say that's probably my best performance of this year. And I'm just like, damn, I'm trying to top that. But wait till this battle with Suspense comes out on iBattle at the TakeOver 2 event.
I'm still I heard about it.
Yeah,
I heard about that one.
It was tragic because he was fighting, but it just every time a round went by, he just kept dying more and more and more and more. It got to the point where there was an object in the room above his head, and I turned it into a punchline. The crowd erupted. Seriously. PH will tell.
Wow.
PH, anybody who was there will tell you that.
V-Dunn told me about that. Well, PH told me about, yo, son, for real, like, mad people was just like, I was just like, yo, son, I need me a good opponent. And then everybody from PH to Lex to everybody was just like, yo, you and Dallas need to go at it, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, I done heard about that. I already heard about that, that little thing you did where you turned an object in the room into a punchline and mid-round.
Yeah.
I'm not taking nothing lightly.
Yeah, there better not be no nothing. You better make sure there's nothing around you because I will, like, I will try to use it to my advantage. So I turn this shit into a hardcore match.
All right, duly noted. For real.
I know you got your rebuttal game up, so. So let's do it. Blood will be on. Blood will be all over the wall. I'm ready.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. Let's make it an all out bar fest. All out whatever. Like you said, blood will definitely be on the wall. It'll be on the floor. It'll be everywhere. You know.
Both sides.
It's not mine.
Oh, it's gonna be yours. Trust me. I'm gonna send you back to Bermuda. Pretty banged up. I'm gonna have a couple band-aids myself, right. But I'm gonna walk out there. I'm gonna walk away.
You gonna walk out there? All right, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying?
They gonna treat you like the Undertaker from WrestleMania 27 when he faced Triple H. He couldn't even walk out after the match, and he won.
Damn.
That's how they gonna treat me?
That's
how they gonna treat me.
He's talking cash shit.
Hey, I know. All right, cool. You might want to plan a trip to see your family in the Bahamas. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna have to. And then after
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna come straight to Bermuda.
Because after this is done or whatever, you might wanna relocate there.
Oh no,
that's all I'm saying.
I'm a relocate to Bermuda.
Nah, trust me, bro. I'm walking out. I'm walking.
eat up everything in your doggone refrigerator. From the, I even eat the Danimals that you got stored under the doggone freezer that you don't tell nobody about, but I know.
Damn. Oh really? All right. Okay, I'll make sure I leave some confidence there for you too.
Hey, and I'm taking the cheese and the Doritos. I know you like Doritos.
Thanksgiving leftovers. He said he gonna eat your
Doritos. All right.
Hey,
Dallas is on, my nigga.
Prophecy didn't even have Thanksgiving dinner. He just watched one of his battles. Said, I'm going to feed off of this. the nigga had Eric Foreman's head on a plate like, dinner is served. Oh,
yo,
man.
You got to send me that link. I got to see this battle the way y'all talking about. I definitely got to see this battle.
It was like, let me tell you something. I didn't watch a lot of body bag battles. I didn't watch JC and Time Bomb, O-Red and Young Ill. It was way worse than O-Red and Young Ill. It was to the point where I'm like, okay, there's got to be a specific reason why this battle happened. Did Eric Foreman not know that Prophecy was going to come like this?
Hold on, wait. This is the worst body bag I can think of. Swayze and Shotgun. What's worse than that?
Wait, way worse. It was to the point where Aaron Foreman, he was looking around the room because his soul left his body and he was looking for it. Like, let me tell you something. I don't dig right, but I like giving props when props is due. Eric Foreman was completely dead after the first 24 bars.
Well, from what somebody told me, they said, like, I put him in the body bag, and then I shot the body bag and stabbed the body bag and pretty much cremated the body bag. Like everybody was just, you know.
Hey, Crush.
Yeah, that's pretty
playing.
Much what some...
Crush, I know
and
you
And you used Arsenal dressed inside the bag?
No.
Pretty much.
No. Let me prophecy. When you remember how you play Final Fantasy back in the day, and you level up your character, and they hit an enemy, and it says overkill across the screen. Well, picture that like, times 300. It just got to the point where I'm like, I don't even want to hear Eric Foreman. I don't even want to look at Eric Foreman. I had to cover his. I put tape over.
Well, you know what's so crazy? He said that he had his bars memorized or whatever. He really admitted that, like, he didn't expect for me to be that aggressive with him. And, like, it wasn't that he forgot his shit. It's just that I shook him up that bad that he started going towards using bars that he had for Ray Stizzy. And totally forgot whatever he had for me. So, man, bottom line, I don't sleep on anybody. That's pretty much how it goes. I don't fucking sleep on anybody. I'm not one of these niggas that thinks I'm like God or whatever. I just rather let my work speak for itself. So at the end of the day, if you give me an opponent, it's just another name on my desk that I don't care if he's like, it's Super Saiyan 6 Goku versus fucking Nappa from the very first Dragon Ball Z or whatever. Like, I'm going to treat the nigga like he's the greatest rapper in the world. Quote, Calico and kill him. That's it. So,
wow. That's dangerous. Yo, Goku didn't need to go Super Saiyan 6 to beat Nappa, though, but yeah.
Exactly. That's my point.
He was done after like, what, one punch?
Yeah. But that's the whole point that I'm making. Like, I personally watching Eric Foreman's last battle before me, I didn't feel threatened, but my whole thing was I'm not going to sleep on this nigga. It's battle rap. The weakest nigga today could be the craziest nigga in the ring tomorrow. So,
right.
You know, just don't, like, that's the way I felt about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, I'm not going to, I'm not going to be caught by surprise. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't take any opponents lightly. So, and, you know, this is going to be some situation right here. Because yeah, Dallas is actually good off rip.
Yeah.
This is going to be a whole different situation. It ain't even going to be something that I have to psych myself up or inspire myself to really get my bars up for or whatever. Just you're good, so that's going to make it even worse for you. That's pretty much it.
I don't plan on losing. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. I do not plan on losing.
But shout out to you, Bobby. Let the people know where they can find you at, where they can find the battles. Where they can find you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you do.
Okay, Twitter is at PROF_AC. Instagram is Prof441. That's it. And as far as my battles, just go to YouTube, put in PROF-AC, and all my shit just comes up. So, you know, that's pretty much what it is. And I'm on Facebook, too. I'm on Facebook. Prophecy, Landmine General.
Hey, you know a nigga complicated when he has to spell out his rap name and everything that he has. Yo, my Twitter name is PROAF_441-219.
Nigga, don't even start. Don't even start because what? When I added you, right, it was Dallas at Kron King, and now it's Dallas Humphrey Rap Obama Waka Flocka something. So don't even start. You got like a fucking album title for your goddamn Facebook name right about now.
Hey, I had to do what I had to do.
I'm done with you.
I'm marketing myself like 2 years in the making.
All right, Flobama. Flobama. First it was Akron King, now it's Flobama. I'm just like, and I can't even read the whole fucking thing because it stretches all the way across the screen if I even fucking put it in search.
like a chili joke. Like, oh, punchline.
Oh, yeah, for real. It's a long-ass scheme.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Chilla Jones, make sure y'all go on YouTube and type Dallas Cash Presents Chilla Jones Impression. I do got an impression of Chilla Jones that I did.
I got to see that.
I'm about to go see that like right now. So I'm about to get into another quick music break, and we're gonna be right back. I'm gonna just go watch that real quick. So, while I'm out,
you know what I'm saying. Thanks for letting me call in on the show and all that.
Oh no, anytime and everything. Just also if you got music, send it right through and everything. Boy, be sure to play it.
All right. No problem. I got plenty of music. So,
No doubt.
Cool. All right. All right, man. Say, Frederick, know that. All right, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm about to get into this. What am I about to play? See, I always got to. Oh, yeah, I remember what I was about to play. We're about to get into this Old Flame featuring Ace Jones. And Sus Villano, that end of the road, y'all know what it is. You rocking with the show. It's the next to blow. Lay out.
Every dime, they can't get it right, so these niggas out here frauding it. Exactly how I see it is exactly how I'm calling it. Niggas getting mad, and I think that I'm the cause of it. 25-8, non-stop, yeah, we bossing it. You ever hit the mall just to blow a few? Nah, cause you got the wrong niggas coaching you. You don't want them goons come around approaching you. And I got your main chick asking
at you suckers. You doing all that yapping, but you duckers. I'm in all black, skull cap, plus a hoodie. I ain't gotta say much, you niggas know what's goody. Ace.
Welcome to the end of your road. We ain't got the city, go wiggers, they know. Yeah, we gonna rise from the bottom to the top. We ain't never gonna try.
I'ma choose who, you ain't even gotta ask.
Why you think I made Johnson your fucking land? I keep fucking smashing and say some shit that I don't mean. Insecurity's the reason that I'm off my dick. It ain't my fault, it's out, I know you're unhappy. I can't choose between my love and my love for rapping.
Yeah. I know. It feels like a little bit easier to go this route. I try to, like I need you. I try to keep it hurt, you know. I don't wanna leave you with no question. I know it ain't fair, you know. But yeah,
I ain't used to this. This is something new to me. Can't tell who's really down and who used to be. Setting hoes playing blackjack and wouldn't hit me. Houston, we got a problem, cause now I'm spitting with it. Crack flow, before I had the dough. I went to Caravelle, so you know I had to slow. Bunnies, and it's funny cause I got lucky. Fly boy, yet my feathers, niggas not plucking. Your intuition, got you in the kitchen. Try and feed your fam, but deep down I know you're pissed. I'm sure you got niggas on the sideline, but they can never be me, even with guidelines. This is my time, no watch ever needed. Cases got me in court, but I ain't never bleeding. I'm forever bleeding. Nigga, no blood. Get respect in the hood, but I am no thug. Look.
Rap. The nigga on the stage, man.
Fuck your rap.
Man. I told you. Y'all ain't never been told to be nothing else, man. What you see, what you get. Maybe I'm just not good like that, you know? And I kind of feel like, yeah,
yo, you're bad, no bad, nigga. Like,
you know?
Try to tell y'all, I'm school new money. You ain't fucking with me, dog. You a dummy. Yeah, I'm on it.
Got it.
and then he'll stop me at the door. Hold me extremely close, whisper softly, baby, please don't leave.
And we back, and we back. Yes. First song was End of the Road by my brother O'Flame featuring Ace Jones and Suits Villano. The second song is Not Fair by my homeboy Suits Villano. And the third song was Don't Leave by Tara Cashel and everything she's dope. Like, I need to get more music from her, and I need her to get her on the show. But it's some shit I need to talk about, and I don't feel like talking about them by myself, so I need another asshole that can shed light on this, so I'm going to bring Dallas back on, because I'm sure he can put an asshole perspective onto this these topics, just like I'm about to. Dallas.
What's up?
Have you seen this video?
You talking about Sharkeesha?
Do I even have to... Do I even need to say the name?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, let me tell you this. She throws a better punch than Mav does. Yo, you need to add a Don DeMarco button.
No, first of all, you jackass, because I was about to say that same line. You jackass.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just way ahead of the curve, man. Battle rappers are just way ahead. Trying to pull a John on me? Try to steal my bar before I really get to use it?
First of all, ain't no stealing. Ain't no stealing. No John shit over here. And no John shit over here.
Man, let me tell you something. They said that the girl committed suicide because the video...
She didn't.
She's somewhere.
The girl was on Instagram the next day talking shit.
I didn't even see her face. I didn't even see her face. But it's just crazy. Just one fight can put you on World Star. She should have kept that guard up.
Nah, look, at first, I wasn't even going to watch the video because I was like, man, I'm getting sick and tired of motherfuckers, like, sneaking motherfuckers and getting on World Star. Like, does World Star even have music on it anymore? Or is it just a fight?
It's just all ratchet stuff. World Star is basically a black people's website haven for ignorant stuff
ratchet
black
shit
or whites have done. I mean, I hate to say, but just some of the stuff I see on there is like, oh my God. Yeah, World Star makes you depressed, makes you want to kill yourself.
World Star sets black people back 5 years every day.
There's only probably one positive video I've ever seen on there, and that had something to do with a rap battle. It was when the dude proposed to his girl in the middle of a battle. That was really it.
I need to see that. Oh, that's beautiful. I need to see that. That's some bullshit. See how bullshit that was? The nice guy in me said, oh, that's beautiful and sweet. But the bitter me said, fuck that shit. Isn't that?
Yeah, that's exactly how the fans reacted. Exactly how the fans reacted. I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember the video that came out where this girl went to this girl's house because of something she said on Twitter? She dragged her out and started beating. You know, that happened. That happened like about three streets down from me. I know where the I know where the girl stays at and everything. I can't be dating girls like that, you know. You know what I'm saying? And that's the sad thing is that that's not the first time that something has happened to her like that.
Bro.
Yo, there was, she sucked this nigga off, you know, whatever. So the nigga took a picture of, you know, her with his dick in her mouth. Somehow that got in the hands of this one girl that doesn't like her, and they started arguing, and she put the picture on Facebook and tagged everybody. She tagged me like I wanted to see it. I didn't. I mean, it wasn't my dick, so I didn't want to see it. But, yeah, she like, yo, that girl, she can't catch a break for nothing at all. She talking about, don't act like you ain't never sucked no dick before or whatever. I'm thinking, well, it's obvious women suck dick, but they don't let a nigga take a picture of it. Your eyes were open. You were looking directly in the camera, so you had time to move out the way or cover your face. You did not. Whore. I wanted to get my dick sucked by her, but since everybody knew that she did that. I'm just saying, man.
You're nasty. You're really nasty. But you know what? This is the point I'm making. Now, me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love my black people. Yes, I do. But.
Me too.
We got to do better. And
it's
I'm telling you, we got to do better because I believe, this is my own theory. I believe when any black baby is born, it should be somebody from records, from U.S. records, in the delivery room for when they name that child. To say yes or no. Because Sharkeisha is never going to get a job, ever.
Ever.
Would you hire a bitch named Sharkeisha?
No.
Sharkeisha is never going to get a job.
Does she sound like that sound like a shoplifter name.
Who the fuck? What? I really want to meet her mother and say, like, I really asked her,
What the
made you name her that ratchet ass shit? Really?
That's Sharkeisha. No, that's not the worst name I've heard.
It's not, but Sharkeisha. Like, that's a whole lot of names. First of all, that's a whole lot of names.
It's better than Quan Shayla. Yeah. Let me tell you a true story. True story. You ready to hear this?
Hold on.
Yeah, hit that button.
Wait. First, we're going to have a moment of silence for her job career. Silence for her job career.
Okay, here we go.
Amen. Now, go ahead with the story.
Yo, I was working at a restaurant. Any battle rappers who's listening, you can throw this in a battle. I don't give a shit. I was working. A job is a job. Shit, I don't give a fuck. If I was paid $1 million to shovel shit, I'd shovel that shit while listening to my iPod. So, anyway. So I'm working at this restaurant as a dishwasher. I got a conceited job. So I was like, 19 at the time. And I met this one girl. She was from Aruba. So I'm like, okay. So she probably got a weird name, but it probably should make sense. I'm like, what is your name? She's like, my name is Asha. I'm like, what? She's like, my name is Asha. I'm like, Asha slapped the shit out of your mom for naming your ass something like that. That shit was, yo, and her middle name is like 26 letters. So like every letter in the fucking alphabet is in her middle name. Why? why. I couldn't even pronounce the first three letters, because it was like her mom just like fell asleep on the keyboard or something, just coming up with her name, and all of a sudden she's like, okay, fuck it. That, like, women have probably some of the worst names I've ever heard. Guys, not so much. Okay, you got Tyrone. Probably the most ghetto name you could probably get is Jarrell or Dorrell, or that's about it.
Something
rail or ill or I, or it's something. But
girls,
women,
they get variations of Isha.
They get named after car parts. They get named after cars. They get named after sports teams, video games, food, weapons, hats.
Dreams.
Like, sometimes they get named after sounds. I know a girl named Shibuya. Like, Big T makes that sound when he battles somebody.
Shibuya, what? Every time Big T battles, what? Why you keep saying my name?
And there is a girl that I know down in Atlanta. Her name is Chalaka.
No.
Yes. I'm going to have to have her come on the show one time.
Yo. Yo, what if Chalaka and Heidi Boone got together?
Oh, my God. Chalaka. Chalaka. We're going to have her call in and have Big T call in. Yo, this is...
No, Chalaka, Heidi Boone, and Big T.
That's going to be like one of the most
interesting. We have your sound effect in the building. Chalaka, Heidi Boone, Chalaka Boone.
Chalaka Boone. Yeah, Big T has, I've never heard so many gun sounds in my life. Like, what gun do you know says boop boop bucket and shit? What gun says shit after you shoot it? Please, let me find that gun. I'm gonna start just adding my own sound effects when I shoot niggas. Bop bop boop boop body bag. Next thing you know, niggas gonna have a fucking gun that has a Don DeMarco sound after you shoot it. Bam, 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 bam. Don DeMarco.
Don DeMarco, Marco.
Bang, 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 bang.
The gayest like, ad lib I ever heard in my life. The gayest ad lib drop I ever heard in my life, ever.
No, the gayest ad lib I've ever heard in my life was I was watching Active versus P-Row on iBattle. And I'm a big fan of Blackheart Adonis, but when P-Row said a punchline and Blackheart was like, "Oh, kill him," man, don't.
Wow.
Don't stop.
No.
And he kept doing it. He kept.
Sometimes you just like, yeah. Sometimes your hype man can get you in trouble. They really can.
You can't be having certain niggas cheerlead for you. Some of the best battlers are like the worst cheerleaders. It's like, no, what? You just nah, man, you can't be my cheerleader, man.
Alright, now we're going to get into somebody who just don't need to talk no more. Kanye West.
Oh my God.
That nigga just did not need to talk anymore. He need to just silence himself.
Man, Kanye is the type of nigga who will tweet something on Twitter and then retweet it and then make another account just to retweet it.
Kanye
is the type of nigga who will walk in your house and ask you to leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when he said his name should be in the Bible. That's just when I lost all respect for him. It's just like, oh. Okay.
Did you see the Brothers Club interview?
No, what did he say? What did he say this time? What didn't he say? I'm sorry.
I'm normal. I'm sane.
What?
Those were the things. I'm still the same me. this is all a joke. That's what I was hoping he was going to say, ha-ha, I got y'all. No. He's lost it. His mind is gone.
He's only
but you know what's so dope? It was so dope. Charlamagne does not play around. Like, Angela Gee and Envy, they seemed like they were, like, scared to, like, say anything to him. But Charlamagne was like, punch, 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 punch. Charlamagne should rap because he got punched on for niggas. Literally. He got punched on. He did not hold back. He's like, yo, nobody wants to hear your rich people problems. It really is true. Nobody wants to hear your rich people problems. We don't care. Like, we don't care that you, Fendi and Louis Vuitton don't want to take a meeting with you. Motherfucker, we don't care. We just want good music. You got a label on good music, and you don't even put out good music.
Ouch.
Jesus was fucking trash.
Yes, I didn't even listen to it.
Trash.
I know it was trash, and I didn't even listen to it.
That shit was trash.
What do you expect?
Everybody's talking about, oh, this song was alright, but the rest of the album was trash. No, the whole album was fucking trash. The only good thing about it was Black Slave Beat. That's the only thing.
You know what the good thing about the album is that
Black Slave had the best beat, but it still was trash.
Some of your listeners need to weigh in on some stuff like that. Like I really want to hear other people's opinions on stuff like that. Like, is there anybody that's in the queue that can speak on that, or how many people you got in that can speak on this situation? Because this is I need to hear other people's opinions.
I think I might start a segment about that. Like, rate new songs. Like, rate industry. Rate industry songs, because the underground is pretty much good. Like, people like us, we're good. But it's the industry motherfuckers that need a reality check, like a serious reality check.
I mean, I'm humble enough to the point where I don't think I'm better than the next man, but I know some trash when I hear it.
Yeah, I'm the type, but I am the type to say I'm better than the next man, especially most of these industry niggas. Most of these industry niggas I'll kill.
Yikes.
And I said it.
Wow.
Make a diss record on me, and I bet I destroy him.
Wow, I don't want no part of that.
No, it's really a lot of industry niggas that don't set it, can't light a candle to us, like niggas like us. Real talk.
Hey, it's your show, man. It's your show. I ain't saying nothing, but...
I mean, shit, yeah. It's a lot of these motherfuckers in this industry don't even write their own shit.
It's
really?
That's pretty
Just keep it
pretty
a
true.
Team. Talking about they the best, but don't even write your own shit. How you the best if you not writing your story? How you the best in you and write your own lines? These ain't your bars coming out. The architect behind those words. You ain't the best.
Wow.
I'm going to say it. And everything I say is real. I'm going to say it like Ludacris said. Either everything I write, either I've done it or it's about to happen.
Yeah.
But they don't hear me though. We got 3 minutes left in the show. I'm going to just end it because I'm getting upset right now. So, Dallas, let the people know. Matter of fact, shout-outs to you for actually stepping in, and you pretty much helped me host the show.
Always. I just always let me know when you need me to step in, and we try to bring in people I can, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who's listening, follow me on Twitter at DallasAK330. Instagram, Dallas_Cash. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get down. Shout-outs to the show. Next to Blow, as always. And, you know, thanks. Shout out to Crush for always extending his hand and having me out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We definitely need that music, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You need to get some Queen of the Ring broads on here. I'm tired of, you know, calling in and being a hard leg. discussion. We definitely need some Queen of the Ring females so I can, you know, call.
Well,
and
I'm a holler at Hazzy. Next name. I'm gonna hit up Nails and everything, see what I can do with her. Just hit up Hazzy, see what I can do and everything. Talk to Kasor, like I'm gonna see if I can round up some girls. But definitely check out next week's show, because the girl I got coming on the show next week. Yeah, nigga.
Thirst trap activated.
Exactly. Because I set the trap and I fell in it. So, yeah.
He fell for his own trap.
Yep, I set the thirst trap and I fell in it. Slipped and fell in it. So, it's like that. But, yeah. You're going to see the poster. You're going to see the poster. Trust and believe. I'm about to put the poster up right now. It's going to be on Instagram. It's going to be on Twitter. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be everywhere. So, yeah, you're about to see it.
Wow.
But y'all know me. It's the Cold Word Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with show. It's next to blow. Let go. And y'all know my parting words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day, because you never know when you're going to be gone. You can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Instagram, Ubu, Skype, Only Females, if you bout that life. Everything is Crush the Catalyst. CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is, and y'all know that parting song, that closing song. It's time. Me, O'Flame, it's time. Till next week, when we got Shay Star.
Casual.
See y'all. Y'all know.
Yep.
Back burner, now it's showtime. Word around town, it's Crush to that ear will come like Tim Jack. Yeah, niggas, time to kill. Okay, all my Usher shit is my way. Take my shit back like OJ. Be calm, don't respond, cause this boy is worse than Vietnam with that nigga. Okay, I'm back in the building. Feeling so comfortable. Trending topic, you know, like a Twitter blast. And since Nick's a blow, I've been showing my ass. And now we back on deck, be heading to so-called best.